Kara Jane Murray stands on scaffolding in front of the nearly 500-square-foot mural she painted on the curved outside wall of the Kitgushihin Elementary School Library. A chemical smell fills the air as she applies the first coat of polyurethane. The clear coat will protect the mural from Southeast Alaska's rain, snow, and sleet.
There's also things like the fact that it's a mural at an elementary school, so you're going to get muddy fingers and chocolate milk from the lunch cart and, you know, whatever else on there too. But I want to make sure that this lasts for a long time.
Kids scramble around on the nearby playground while we talk. One of the slides is boarded up and the equipment is aging. Murray says she hopes the mural will bring renewed attention to the playground.
We create art in a space that otherwise didn't have any, and it brings a new energy into that space. It promotes saving up money or budgeting for infrastructure, for making changes that are going to, you know, benefit the community, benefit the school in the long term.
Flowers and animals pepper the mural's background. But what really draws me in is hands, painted in as many different skin tones as Murray could muster. Murray says the inspiration for the mural came in part from recent local and national conversations around social change and accountability.
There was a lot of change that was happening just in general. And the biggest one that came to mind for me was, how do we advocate for racial equality? How do we start having those conversations? How do we start dealing with that within our community?
A school residency she did earlier this spring was also a big part of the process. Murray worked with two teachers and their students to teach social and emotional learning through art. For example, they talked about how colors can represent emotion.
I didn't go to school for psychology or for early childhood development, but I feel like I have enough of an understanding having my own kids and also being an expressionist. That's what I do. That's how I do it. I put a lot of who I am and what I connect with empathetically into my art.
Megan Heathman teaches third grade. She invited Murray to lead her students to find deeper meaning in art.
We decided to incorporate a lot of the social-emotional learning pieces that we had been working on in our classrooms already and throughout this school. So the kids were able to work with how art incorporates emotions and how you can represent emotions through art.
Murray's residency was cut short by the COVID-19 pandemic, but she was still able to use what the students created as inspiration for the mural. And after the school closed, she continued to offer sessions virtually, showing the students her home studio, for example, which second grade teacher Megan Pepper appreciated. Some of her students are interested in pursuing art as a career.
Having artists in our school for the residencies is such a positive thing. You know, sometimes we need those outside sources to come in and share their craft. It might not be something that a specific teacher is skilled in, and so we look to the community to bring that in.
Murray finishes the first round of clear coat, inspecting the mural to make sure she didn't miss a spot. She says she's already had kids and adults tell her they're empowered by the mural because it shows their skin tone.
One day when I was down here, there was a teacher whose son came up to me and he said, "That's my hand," you know, and she showed me. She was like, "See?" I was like, "That's right." You know, that is something that I don't think we really have a lot of here in Sitka. We just don't.
So she says, why not start? Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.